Los Angeles and Washington, D.C. have now seen National Guard deployments, and we consider, could federal troops be deployed to the Bay Area? For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Metier. Phil, your thoughts on all of this?
It could happen. It could happen, but so far there's no reason for it. You have to remember that the troops went into Los Angeles after we had demonstrations that turned into riots, near riots. Cars were on fire. ICE agents were being blocked from doing their sweeps. It was a visual that the president couldn't pass up, so he sent in the National Guard to make a point and also to supposedly make federal buildings and ICE agents safe. And that's what they did. They stood around and they guarded things. There was a lot of criticism of it. It's resulted in a court fight that's going on right now, whether the president overstepped his bounds. But, you know, in San Francisco and the Bay Area, it's also been quiet. I mean, Mayor Lurie in San Francisco, for example, although that's a sanctuary city, has not exactly led the charge against Donald Trump in his second administration. But he had some incidents down there involving immigration down by the federal immigration office. But the mayor clamped down on it pretty quickly, said there's not going to be any reason for violence on any side. And so he's kept a lid on San Francisco. And it's much the same story in Oakland and the Bay Area. As we also, let's remember, we had switches in district attorneys, more law and order. The progressives were recalled. And demonstrators now who shut down the Bay Bridge or such find themselves being prosecuted like they hadn't before. So it's a changed Bay Area. It still could be a target, but not as likely one as L.A. or D.C. right now.
Oakland got a call out by the president yesterday during that press conference.
Didn't he? Yeah, I saw that. And Barbara Lee, the new mayor, former congresswoman, quickly responded that Oakland crime is down. And yes, Oakland is not as a hotbed of crime as we've seen in the years past. It's also not the hotbed of demonstrations, Margie. It's been a while since you and I have been out covering the shutdown of Interstate 880 or 580 by roving bands of demonstrators. And downtown Oakland isn't getting lit up with demonstrations or riots and smashing of windows. It's quieter there. Now, the mayor there said that crime stats are down, or that all the crime is down. And that is true. But there's also questions about how accurate those stats are. A recent study by the Chronicle found that there was some numbers out there, for example, that the crime rate last year was reported, you know, numbers were higher because it took more time for them to come in. And the new crimes that showed it, the stats being down, were based on partial rather than full reporting. So we can play with the numbers, but the overall image is we're a sanctuary city, a sanctuary state. But so far, the president hasn't made a move on us, and he won't probably unless we make a move as well. But we'll have to see. Governor is, you know, pushing for a redistricting and other things that could upset the president. And who knows, he might call us out and call in the guard.
Thanks, as always. That's Phil Metier. And Phil will be back this afternoon at 5:50.